Recording 10.5. 1.
The worst time is 7 to 11 in the morning. There are always big queues at the check-in desk, and it's very disorganised. I also missed a flight because of the long line at passport control. There are always huge queues there.
2.
It's just like the airports back home for us smokers. I had to go right outside the terminal to have a cigarette before my flight. And I wasn't the only person there, I can tell you. I hoped you British would be a bit more understanding about smoking. We're not criminals, are we?
3.
There's a huge duty-free shop. That's good. But the staff are too keen to get you to spend your money. They follow you round the shop offering special promotions. They really hassle you. The other services are poor. They need more dispensers for candy bars, beverages, magazines, and so on in the waiting areas. Such things are useful when your flight is delayed.
4.
It's difficult to get information about flights. The public announcements are either non-existent or so quiet you can't hear them above people talking. The TV screens could provide updates on a regular basis, but the information is very vague. A few weeks ago, my flight was delayed 4 hours. Engine trouble. No one told us anything. There should be more airport staff to deal with emergencies.
5.
You need to provide guards or officials to watch passengers and their belongings. I put my briefcase down when I was getting money out of a cash machine. It was gone in a flash. Never saw who took it. I had my laptop in it, and I wasn't insured. I talked to another passenger. He'd had small things stolen from his luggage on 3 occasions.
6.
I find the worst service is at the point where I pick up my suitcase as it comes off the plane. There's this huge room, but it only has 2 conveyor belts, and they break down all the time. You often wait about 20 minutes for the first bags to appear. So now I expect to wait at least 30 minutes before I pass through customs. Oh, and another thing. You need more trolleys, all over the airport, not just at the point where you pick up your luggage.
7.
The facilities for disabled people like me could be better. I had to pay £18 to use a wheelchair to get to the plane. I think it's outrageous. I don't know whose responsibility it is.
8.
Well, my complaint is that there's nowhere to park. I travel everywhere by car. Your car park is much too small. The other day, I spent 40 minutes driving around until I found a space. It was only my good luck that someone was leaving. This is the 21st century, isn't it? You'd think airports of all places would be prepared for the increased traffic.